then I realized that Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, was human. He was imperfect. He was not sinless. You know what that taught me? That if God would entrust mankind to raise his only begotten son by mere imperfect human beings, then it must be okay for me to raise my children. That there must be some room for error. Because as fathers, we're going to make mistakes, right?
We'd like to say thanks for joining us for the weekly Beechwood Christian Church podcast with Senior Minister Mark Black.
And I have scripture reading today. It is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
And all God's people say, Amen. Amen. Well, I remember the day very well. I was working in a music store, just working and working, Johnson City, Tennessee. The weekend before, we had sung at a program in a church in North Carolina. Bob Tinsky was the minister. And the weather had been terrible. It had snowed, and we went up over the mountains. Later, we found out that we were supposed to have chains on our tires, but we didn't know that at the time. And we barely got there, but we got there. And Carol was sick, throwing up. So when we got back, we said, "Carol, you got to take care of this flu. Go to the doctor, find out what's going on here." And I remember her coming into the store. And she said to me, "You're going to be a daddy." I said, "Oh, yeah." I was shocked, but I was overjoyed. But I was scared. And I was wondering, can I really do this daddy thing? You know, am I equipped okay to be a daddy thing? So, what do I need to do? Well, I thought to myself, you look like a kid. Because I was going to be 24 years old. So I decided I better grow a mustache. So I grew a mustache, and I had that mustache for over 35 years or so. And then when it became so gray, I thought I'd better take it off because I look too old. I look like the grandpa now. But I remember thinking, can I really do this thing as a father? Will I be a good father? Or I don't know. And I realize that the greatest example that we have as a father is right in the Bible. Joseph. And you may say, "Mark, we don't know anything about Joseph. except he was a carpenter, and he probably died when Jesus was older, in his teens. What do we know about Joseph? We know a lot. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you for your word and for teaching us through your word. May we honor your word. May you teach us and lead us and direct us in Jesus' name. Amen. The very first thing I want to look at is the example of Joseph, because we see an example of Joseph. One of the things that's truly amazing to me about the birth of Jesus Christ was that God would entrust his only begotten son to be raised by human beings. I mean, after all, if you look at the Bible, we don't have that good of a track record, do we? I mean, time and time again, when you look at the Bible, you see that we've messed up. We've messed up. We've done this wrong. We've done that wrong. And as a father, I thought, oh, can I do this? And then I realized that Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, was human. He was imperfect. He was not sinless. You know what that taught me? That if God would entrust mankind to raise his only begotten son by mere imperfect human beings, then it must be okay for me to raise my children. That there must be some room for error. Because as fathers, we're going to make mistakes, right? And we do. But you know what? Children must be tougher than what we think. You think? Yes. You know what? That gave me some relief. I wasn't going to warp their minds forever. It'll be okay that there is some room for error on my part. And I did have some error on my part. Well, there's another thing too. Secondly, and this is the most important. This is what showed the true raising of a child. Joseph did what God commanded. You know what? That was inbred in Joseph. He did what God commanded. And that's, I think, one of the most important things as a father. We can mess up on a lot of different things, but when our children see that we are obedient to God, we do what he commands, it makes a difference. And one of the first things he did was that he married Mary. You see, there was a betrothal time of a year, and that was a time when they were considered married, but they had no sexual relations. It was a time where they were betrothed. They were married in the eyes of God. And because she had become pregnant, according to the law, he could have her stoned. But look at the scripture that we read here. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Now that's pretty nice of him. He's going over and beyond. But look at verse 20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived of her is from the Holy Spirit. Don't let anybody tell you that the birth of Jesus was just a natural thing. It wasn't. It was a miracle through the Holy Spirit. Then look at verse 24. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. Didn't claim he understood everything, did he? But he knew what God had told him to do. And being a good Jew, Joseph brought Jesus to the temple to be circumcised in 8 days. We find that in the scripture. Just like the law had said. We find Joseph obeying the law. And in Luke 2:41, this is an interesting verse because it says, every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. They were true to God, Joseph including, because that was a feast that was required to go to Jerusalem for, and he obeyed that. Well, he raised Jesus in the commandments of the Lord, and he also, Joseph protected his family. He protected his family. You know, when Joseph was warned by God to flee the region, he did exactly what God said. In Matthew 2:13-15, we find these words. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I will call my son. And do you know what? In the scriptures, we find out that after Herod died, the angel of the Lord told them to go back. But Joseph wanted to protect his son even more. He didn't want to stay around in the Jerusalem area. He went to Nazareth, where he protected his family. I believe, fathers, we need to protect our families sometimes. We really do. And sometimes our children may not understand that. They think we're being too harsh, when actually we're doing things out of love because we love them. We want to protect them. We want to raise our kids in the commandments of God. We want to raise our kids the way that they should be raised according to God's word. Well, this sermon is going to be short because it's Father's Day and fathers like short sermons. 3rd, Joseph is called a righteous man. Now, I think that's neat. He's called a righteous man. Take a close look at our main passage. And in verse 19, we see, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had mind to divorce her quietly. Some versions say just man, and that means righteous. He's called a righteous man because he followed the commandments of God. Now, by the law, as I said before, he could have broken off the engagement. He could have even had her stoned. He could have given her a certificate of divorce according to the law. But what did he do? God directed him otherwise, and he did what God said. And that made him righteous. In the Bible, there's a lot of men that are called righteous. Abel was called righteous. Noah, Daniel, Abraham, they were all called righteous men. And it's my hope as a father to be called a righteous man. A man who follows God. I'm reminded of a verse of scripture that explains about righteousness in the New Testament. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says this, God made him who had no sin. Who is that? Jesus. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. How beautiful. I'm thankful that God has sent His Son to take away my errors of life, my sin, and to love me and become the righteousness of God. I'm thankful for the grace of God. I need it. In Romans 3, 21 and 22, listen to what Paul says. He says, "But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference." You see, we can find that righteousness by following Jesus. Our faith in Him. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to do God's will? Ladies, you can answer that too. Do you want to do God's will? Well, listen to this scripture here in John 6, 28 through 29. They asked Him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" And Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent." To believe in Jesus. Plain and simple. And later on, in verse 40, He said this, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Wow, fathers and mothers and people. That verse is not just for fathers or mothers. It's for everybody. Let me ask a question. Are you doing the will of God? Are you believing in Jesus? Are you acting upon what He says? Let me tell you, God loves you. God loves you. And He wants to give you His grace. But we have to be willing to accept it. There's a story about a painting, and I'm going to close with this. It was painted about the prodigal son. Remember that story of the prodigal son? He was a young man, and he wanted his father's inheritance early. So he ran off, and he blew all the inheritance on sinful living. And the Bible says when he was eating the slop of the pigs that he was feeding, he came to his senses and he said, "I need to go back to my father and be a servant." But guess what? The father was looking for him. And he saw him coming off in the distance. And he ran out to meet him and to embrace him. Well, this was the painting that this man had been commissioned to paint. And he had labored so hard with this painting of telling that story. Finally, the day came. The picture was complete. And he unveiled the painting. There it was. The scene was set outside the father's house. He showed the open arms of each one as they were about to meet and about to embrace. And the man who had commissioned this work was really pleased with the work. And he was preparing to pay the painter for his work when suddenly he looked down and he noticed a detail that the painter had missed. You see, standing out in the painting, above everything else in the scene, was this red shoe and a blue shoe. And the man scratched his head and he said, How could you make such an error? How could you do such a foolish thing?" And the man said, "Yes, that's beautiful. I did it on purpose because that's the exact representation of the love of God for His children." He said, "What do you mean?" He says, "The father in this picture, he wasn't interested in color coordination or fashion. When he went out to meet his son, he just grabbed whatever shoe was close to him and put them on and went out. He is the God of the unmatched shoes." Now that makes me feel good. Because at times I put one brown shoe on and one black shoe on. But that's how much God loves us. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Lord, if there's anyone here today that needs that, I pray that they come forward as we sing. I pray, Lord, they confess Jesus. With their mouth they make confession that he is Lord. And Father, I also pray that they repent of their sins, and that, Lord, they believe in Jesus Christ, and that they are baptized for the forgiveness of those sins, and that they walk with you with the commands you have given. We praise your name in Jesus' name.
Beechwood Christian Church is located at 12950 Easton Street Northeast in Alliance, Ohio. You can find more information about our church on the website at www.beechwoodchristian.org. That's www.beechwood, like the tree, Christian, that's all one word, .org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast and learn how our humble congregation is serving the Lord in Northeast Ohio. If you would like a copy of this message or the whole series on CD, you can find the instructions on the website. Again, we thank you for listening and pray God's blessing on you and your family.